Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, weather and markets are still the two most important things to farmers and ranchers. And for cattlemen and cattlewomen, many, if not all, are trying to get a handle on where this cattle market is headed and why. For this reason, this week I talked with Corbett Wall, the commercial cattle manager and livestock market analyst for DV Auction and the host of the Daily Feeder Flash Video Market Report.
I tell you, I'm kind of split. You know, we did see a little pop right after the holidays there. But then we've just come under a lot of pressure. We just tried to choke way too many big fat calves into the feedlots all at once. And we're just not set up to take that many. The areas of this country that can fall calve, need to fall calve. If you notice the last inventory report, we only have 26% of our calves in this country being born the second half of the year. Which means we just can't choke all those big fat calves at one time going into the feedlot. And in turn, whenever those cattle get fat in the summertime, our packing plants can't choke them all at once.
As for the markets, as we move into spring, he says he's a little bit bearish still on the fed cattle market, but he's a lot more bullish on the calf market. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.